Coming soon.
All right. So next, we have some semi-local news.
Semi-local. Where at?
This is actually an article out of the UK, but I believe it's about America.
Okay. I was going to say that's
okay,
not
okay.
quite local.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So,
so our country.
It's yeah. And really, I mean, isn't the UK just kind of part of America anyway? Don't we own them? Right.
Oh, my goodness. All right. Let's move on. What,
all right.
The date of the article.
This article was dated October 3rd, 2024.
Okay. All right.
Okay. So apparently there is a contest in America called the Fat Bear Contest.
Okay.
So what I'm gathering is they have some large plus size bears. No one wants to be called fat. And they find videos or pictures of them and they post them on the internet and the people vote on who they think is the fattest bear.
Wow.
Or prettiest fat bear or something like that. I'm not sure. So there's a tournament. There's an annual tournament. The annual tournament, which pits the biggest bears against each other in an online vote. At first, when I read it, like, I had a tournament, we were just like, is this a bear fight thing? Like, but no, this is... is an online tournament.
Just these
an online vote
obese.
had to be. Yeah, this is like the big pumpkin contest at the state fair or something.
The plus size models of the bear community. Yeah,
had to be held up by one day this week after the incident, which was caught on live video feed. Meanwhile, a 4-time champion is reportedly missing. Okay.
Oh, boy.
So what's this incident that got caught on camera? The start of the annual Fat Bear Week contest in the U.S. was delayed this week after one of the potential contestants was killed by a rival.
Whoa.
Yeah. Both bears were in contention for the 10th anniversary of the tournament, pitting the heaviest bears against each other in an online vote as they finished bulking for hibernation. Caught on a live webcam, a brutal attack involved a male known as Bear 469 and a female called Bear 402 in a river at Alaska's Katmai National Park and Preserve.
There it is.
A naturalist for exploring.org, which streams footage from the park, said the male bear's challenge appeared predatory, as if he was triggered in the middle of something. All right.
Interesting.
So even millennial bears are getting triggered. This is ridiculous.
Okay.
This is a difficult situation to witness. We love to celebrate the success of bears with full stomachs and ample body fat, but a ferocity of bears is real. The risks they face are real. Their lives can be hard and their deaths can be painful.
Wow.
The video at around the 7-minute mark shows the bears fighting in the river with the female seemingly overpowered and appearing to drown before the male drags her body to land. After the incident, the reveal for Fat Bear Week bracket, which confirms the 12 heavyweight bears who qualified, was postponed by a day. And a death.
I didn't realize it was so intense.
I didn't know this was a thing.
So that bear was really bulking up, getting another bear.
Yeah. So
that was the way to win.
How do you get the biggest bear? You eat another bear.
I guess so.
National parks like Katmai protect not only the wonders of nature, but also the harsh realities. Each bear seen in the webcams is competing with others to survive. Wow. Meanwhile, legendary Fat Bear Otis, Bear 480, is missing, according to Explore.org's TikTok feed and media reports. Otis won the first tournament and went on to win another three to become the most decorated bear in the competition's history.
You can Google or just whatever search engine these fat bears. I just put in Fat Bear Contest, went to images. And there's all sorts of these pictures, and it might be kind of fun. And they have some interesting name. The one, Fabulous Flab. That was one. And I saw one that was Thick Boy, spelt in a more slangy way. And there's others like that, too. It's kind of, yeah, Chunk and Grazer over there.
Chunk and Grazer? Yeah. Nice,
yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, yeah. So that's yeah. Oh, there's Otis. You mentioned Otis. There
yeah,
he is.
He's 4-time champion.
Yeah, Otis. Well, I could tell.
He's missing, though. They didn't say why he's missing.
He got tired of the spotlight. He was
not the one who got eaten.
Yeah, well, I don't think there's too many bears that could eat Otis, looking at him.
he's a 4-time champion.
At least not finish. Yeah, okay. Yeah, this is interesting. Fat Bear Countdown.
Yeah, Fat Bear. It's been going on for 10 years. How have I never heard of this?
That seems like it should have been alerted to me much earlier.
How did they describe this? Ample stomach size? Ample body fat. So as a man of ample body fat, I mean, I feel like I should have.
We should be knowing about these
things. I should have known about this contest. Yeah. And why do we not have posters up on the wall of Otis goodness. Or somebody?
This is great.
This is good. So anyway, even amongst animals, there are rivalries, apparently, and they're not, it's not uncommon to maybe knock off your rival. So, and I love how even those millennial bears get triggered over things like,
Triggered.
Yeah. It says triggered.
Yes. Well, they are wild animals.
Yeah. Yeah.
It happens.
So anyway, moving on.
Yeah.
So next we have a special guest coming on our podcast.
Yes.
I'm Rebecca Haney, and we will introduce her in a minute. And I hope you guys stick around and listen. Fantastic information. Great interview. It was a pleasure having Rebecca on.
Yeah.
And we will see you guys later.
You got it.